Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ben Johnson, other thing, he had a choice to go to any place he wanted. He chose to go to the Bears, which arguably could be the toughest division in football. It tells you what he thinks about Caleb and about that team.
Ben Johnson, we're excited about him in Chicago to take Caleb to the next
level.
Strong coaches. You guys are in your third year with coaches. Canales' second year. How important, you had Coughlin, a strong-minded coach, in your development and success?
He was amazing, and he just stressed the importance of preparation. And he used to talk about, if he had 4 hours to cut down a tree, the first 3 hours would be used sharpening the axe. And the idea that you don't win games on Sunday, you win it Monday through Saturday in your preparation.
A lot going on at the Fanatics thing, because Peyton Manning was there and Kevin Durant was there and Taylor Rooks was there and Kay Adams was there.
Tom Brady was there.
Tom Brady was there. Caleb Williams was there.
Yeah, it's because that dude who runs Fanatics, remember when all the quarterbacks got together at Tom Brady's house? And that was a Fanatics thing.
Yep.
Way back when pre-rookie Caleb got there. Yeah, so, and at this fest, that's why you got some of these moments, like Kevin Durant finding out he's traded while on stage at that time.
You were high.
Yeah, right? Fingers. Yeah, I know. It's Black Cow.
Yeah.
But I'm told it's not Black Cow. By Steely Dan.
I mean, it is.
It is Black Cow.
And Steely Dan will make sure that you know that it is by them, because they got all the money from the sample.
Good.
I do love that song, though, because the accusation, you were high.
Yeah, yeah. It was a crying disgrace.
It was a crying disgrace. They saw your face.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those some of those lyrics, oh, man. Some of that stuff, they were sly and snide and mean MFers, is what they were sometimes.
Yeah, if you check out the Ringers Yacht Rock documentary, oh yeah, you see some of that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good, but yeah.
They were legendary in terms of their exacting and a holish nature.
I think that they at some point did a video with that and started singing Uptown Baby, Uptown Baby, because they got all of the residuals.
Oh, really?
Because I don't think the sample got cleared. And Steely Dan was like, we got way rich off that song.
Well, if you were at Fanatics Festival, then maybe you saw the face of Caleb Williams, who talked about Bears things.
Bears.
And we wanted to talk about it with you because some of those Bears things were very, very interesting. Like this stuff about his new coach, Ben Johnson.
Caleb, what's going on in Chicago? You're sitting over there. Take us inside the building, the new vibes with Ben Johnson. You have so many Chicago fans rooting for you. You've got some new pieces. Take us inside that facility right now in Chicago.
Yeah, don't want to give you too many details or insight.
Oh, please do.
No, Ben Johnson's great. And it's not just Ben Johnson. We have a young staff / old staff. We have a bunch of experience, a bunch of new energy, you know, provided from the coaches and players and things like that. So, you know, I think it's been awesome. Ben Johnson, He uses some choice words every day towards me, but he's tough, and I love him. He's awesome. It's been great being around him. We hang out in his office, and we just, you know, we have lunch sometimes and things like that. We just, you know, building this bond and relationship to be able to, you know, last a while. And I know Bears fans, you know, it's year after year, typically, or every other year, where you know, coaches and quarterbacks specifically are in and out, and our goal is to be here for a while. So we've been building this bond and relationship, and you know, it's been going well.
Can I hear an example of the choice words?
No, I don't think it's
inappropriate. Right,
yeah. He says some fun words at practice and things like that, which some of these guys, obviously, you know, has been a part of throughout their years, but. It's awesome having a coach like that on the field, super tough, in the classroom, super tough. And then, you know, when you're off the field and you're not in the classroom, you're not learning. He loves up on you and he's, you know, he's there and always wants to talk.
June 20th, 2024. What's the difference, biggest difference you're noticing from then until now?
Yeah, I think it starts with, you know, our head guy. Like I've been talking about, he's detailed, he's sharp. He cares for his players. He's there in meetings. He makes it fun. Sometimes when he stops in our meetings, he swings open a door, you know, makes a joke. He jokes a lot, which is fun because he's super, super serious about football, super serious about the details and us being on it. But he also makes it, you know, enjoyable to be able to be there every single day. And a bunch of these guys know you're spending 8, 9, 10, 11 hours in the facility. For to have a coach like that, to make it fun, to make it easy to be there, be around him, be around, you know, everybody else. I think it starts with him.
That's cool to hear. Look, if you want to address the obvious subtweeting of Matt Eberflus, I mean, it just is what it is. At some point, it will stop hearing it that way, but that time is just not quite yet.
It's just that now guys are...
Stinger!
If I see something, I say something.
That's what he learned. Now guys are, you know, they're just
and
feeling
that's
it.
The special sausage.
I think a bratwurst is a special sausage. I mean, you could tell me that that it's not, but a good garlic brat. What I heard, though, what I really liked, though, is Ben, like, coaching him hard as hell in the classroom and on the field, and then when they're not there, you know, loving him up and just making sure he knows, hey, about you as a person, I care, but you as a student, I got work to do.
Ben Johnson, even though he's a younger guy, seems to have a very old school mentality when it comes to his practices, and I hope that manifests itself in the Bears being crisper and cleaner when we get to game day. But he seems to, he's not whole. And I mean, some of the guys that when you really start to look at the staff, it's a staff of truth tellers. And Dennis Allen doesn't play. Obviously, you have a running backs coach that'll tell everybody to go bleep themselves. Antoine Randall doesn't play.
Doesn't seem like it.
Al Harris doesn't play. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a lot of key-keying that I can see in the way that staff is put together. So I hope that's good.
I think it's, well, I think I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that and then see where you can go.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have that as your baseline.
Because what you don't want is to then get the coach that everyone hates because they're like that. And if you don't see results right away, it can then become like easy to turn that guy off.
You need the account-to-likeability. So the ability to hold people accountable and still be likable.
Really delicate balance.
Right, as Mark DeRosa famously said, the ability to tell someone the truth without them wanting to punch you in the face.
Which is why you always tell it to them while you're naked in the shower.
It's a good way
to
do it.
That's what D-Ro told us, is that he would always have those hard conversations, no pun intended, with guys while they were all in the shower.
Can we have hard conversations?
Okay, so that's, I like it when Caleb is in some of these spaces just because he seems a little bit more free.
Yeah.
But even
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In there, he showed some restraint. Like, I'm not going to tell you what Ben Johnson says to me. And I know that, you know, Kay is really good at getting people to say stuff they don't necessarily want to say. He's like, no, I'm going to stand on this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see kind of where we're at. You know, but we know that we like him and we know what he's about.
Yeah, no, I like it. C.J. Stroud is somebody we dreamed of Caleb emulating in his rookie year. In his rookie year.
Well, now his backup quarterback is helping out Caleb Williams.
Case. They share a Case Keenum. C.J. Stroud was on the same panel and was asked to give his advice to Caleb Williams.
I don't know if Caleb likes my advice. So. Not this player.
There's more, but he's obviously referencing the on-the-field interaction they had after that game down in Houston.
Shout out to C.J. Stroud for being aware, because I don't think Caleb liked his advice either.
Oh, my God.
I think that Caleb was like, oh, you out here trying to sun me, and we're the same age.
Yeah, because they had that post-game handshake thing that they tried to go for, and CJ tried to give Caleb some words, going to be a hell of a player in this league, and Caleb just didn't really
want to. Yeah, I'm not trying to hear it, fam.
But it's actually good advice. So here it is.
I don't know if Caleb likes my advice. So. Not this player. I mean, honestly, like I just said, like, teams, you know, they prepare more. They know what you're good at. They try to just cut that off. It's like playing basketball. If you find out a guy can't go left, they're going to try to force you left. So whatever your weaknesses are, whatever you've put on tape and film, that's what defensive coordinators are watching every single day. And they're just trying to find twists and schemes. And the main thing, they want you to extend plays every time. And if you learn how to just, like, sit in the pocket, and when it's not down, like, we're playing in the shell league. Like, it's cover 4, cover 2, cover 6. Cover 5, like, all these different 2-high coverages. If it's not there, bro, just get it out your hand, you know. And I told you on the field, and just the less hits you take, the better, you know, because it's a long, long season. I know you went through that, you know, because it's 17, 18 long weeks, and then you add playoffs on there, it gets long. So the more you can get down, get rid of the ball, check it down, and just be smart, like, that's the advice I would give, you know, and I think you're going to do great like you always done. So
that's very specific and very smart.
It's great advice
about getting rid of the ball and checking it down and limiting your hits and not trying to be a hero. That is very specific and useful advice.
Do the guys all know that he was the sack leader for quarterbacks last year?
And that he's responsible for some of it.
For a big portion of it.
How about it?
And so,
good for him for speaking some truth right there.
And I would imagine that Ben Johnson has talked about it similarly. Like, get the ball out. Like, you can protect yourself better by getting the ball out. Trust what's been drawn up. Trust that guys are going to be where they're supposed to be.
Check it down to a playmaker. Let him get 4 or 5. Yeah. Might turn into 12. Yep. Move on.
And there are going to be times when he's going to be asked to do crazy stuff. And Caleb's capable. of doing some of the crazy stuff. We've seen some of the oh my God throws on the run, throwing across his body, going one way full speed, where he still somehow has touch on those passes, which is ridiculous. But don't put yourself in a bad situation. It's great advice from and look, CJ Stroud went through it last year too. CJ Stroud's offensive line was terrible last season, and he found that he couldn't be as an effective quarterback as he was the year previous when he won Offensive Rookie of the Year, partially because of it. So I think that while he's talking to Caleb, he's also reminding himself that these are all things that young quarterbacks have to do.
These are the lessons of the league. So, yeah, good stuff. Good grab there, Tanny. And love hearing about the relationship of Caleb and Ben evolving and Caleb's relationship to this concept of not being the hero.
We got to get invited to Fanatics Fest next year.
Clearly. Alex, get on that.
They said that our invitations got lost in the mail this year. Man. Next year. I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's bad producing.
I don't like besmirching the post office for no reason. I don't like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.